Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.
I want to speak to you from a few passages this morning, but I just want to give you a pastoral encouragement. It's been a challenging season the last little while. There's all sorts of conspiracies. There's all sorts of theories. But at the end of the day, there's only one thing that we as believers should refer to, and that is the Word of God. Not Google. But we should just go to the Word of God, because we shouldn't be shocked and we shouldn't be surprised by all that's happening in the world. Because the Bible tells us this is how it's going to be. So I want to take you firstly to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. I'm going to use the Passion Translation. I think the scriptures are going to come up on the screen behind me. But in Matthew 6:33, we read this. So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. In the NIV translation, it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all of these things listed in the previous verses will be given to you. When I was a kid growing up, I'm the second of four kids. You know, the second child always wants to change the world. First children, they're compliant. But the second kid, they want to change the world. So when I was a kid growing up, I gave my mum hell, because my favorite saying was, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And my mum used to say to me, but don't care was made to care. I don't care. I don't care. And I sort of grew up with this free and easy. I never worried much about money. I never worried about position. It didn't bother me when I made a mistake. I just got up and I owned it. I owned my mistake. I just had a kind of a carefree attitude to life. And it's kind of held me in good stead as I've grown through my life and had to deal with certain things in life. It's helped me to be able to have that heart that says, seek first his kingdom. And this verse has been pivotal in our family, in our marriage, in our ministry. To seek first his kingdom. So above all, the most important thing, above all, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And Jesus said, I will build my church. We don't build the church. He builds the church. And the Bible says the gates of hell will never prevail against the church. So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him. We walk in his presence. You know, when you get saved, your spirit is born again, as we all know. We're born again and we are transformed, but then our soul has to catch up with our spirit. Your soul has to catch up with your spirit. We've talked about it and sang about it this morning. Our soul has to catch up. God does a transformation. Our bodies and in our spirits, God renews us and builds us, but it's in those emotions, our intellect and our will, where God does the work and where we have to discipline ourselves to allow the Holy Spirit to build us. And then in verse 34 of Matthew 6, we read this, refuse to worry about tomorrow, but deal with each challenge that comes your way, one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Refuse to worry about tomorrow. Because if we go to the Word of God and we allow the Word of God to wash over us and we declare, because faith comes by hearing, isn't it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So read the Bible for all it's worth. Remember Gordon Fee wrote that book, Read the Bible for All of Its Worth, who had just recently passed away, an amazing man. Read the Word, read the Bible. We don't read the Bible because we have to. We read the Bible because we love Jesus. And if you miss a day or two, do not be condemned. Let the word of God, just read it for all it's worth. So many people live under condemnation. So many people live under guilt. Don't live your life out of guilt. You make a mistake, ask God's forgiveness, confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Pick yourself up and get on with the road and get back with Jesus and just let the Holy Spirit build your life, because not one of us in this room are perfect. Every one of us in this room have made mistakes and probably will continue to make mistakes. But our God is a God of grace, a redemptive God, a God who heals. Don't judge. Just see Jesus as one who is full of grace. Jesus came full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. And then I want to take you to Psalm 23 this morning. Psalm 23 and verse 1. From the Passion Translation, this is how it reads. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I love that. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. Yahweh is my best friend and my shepherd. Most people don't see God as being their best friend. But I want to tell you, He is a loving Savior. And Jesus is and can be your very best friend. You can share with Him every negative thought, everything that comes your way. God's not shocked. He's not surprised. He knows before you even done it. He sees you. He knows you. Your very hairs of your head are numbered. God knows everything about you. So we have to get comfortable with the fact that the Lord Jesus is your best friend. He's your best friend and He is your shepherd. And then in verse 2 it says, I always have enough. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have enough. Matthew, go back to Matthew 6:33. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and everything will be added to you. He'll provide, He'll take care of you. Our whole life and ministry has been seeing God. You know, we arrived in Australia in October 1980, literally with $20 in our pocket. That's all the cash we had. We had a cot, we had a bit of furniture, a few wedding presents, and a dream to see a church grow. And in those earlier days, I saw crowds. But as you get older and wiser, you see the ones. Because Jesus said, leave the 99 and go after the one, because the one matters. And we've just seen God's provision and God's blessing and God's favor in our lives. Because if you seek first His kingdom and realize that the Lord is your best friend, He will not listen, God will not withhold any good thing from those who seek Him. If you seek God with all your heart and trust Him, God is for you. And as your friend, He's going to take care of you. Not your wants. God will meet all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's a faithful God. So the Lord is your best friend and your shepherd. You'll always have enough. And it goes on to say, He offers a resting place for me in His luxurious love. I love that. He offers for me a resting place in His luxurious love. We bathe in the presence of God. His presence, you know, the greatest asset, the greatest blessing you and I have as a believer is this: the peace of God, which surpasses human understanding. God brings peace into our lives. Peace that surpasses human understanding. It doesn't make any sense. You could be in the middle of a battle, the greatest battle of your life, and in the midst of that battle, you can have unbelievable peace, Frank. In the midst of your greatest battle right now, you can know the peace of God which surpasses human understanding. And in the midst of a storm when all hell is breaking loose, you can know God's peace that surpasses human understanding. And so when we see God working in lives and we see God, you know, we've just got to look up and say, God, I don't know how you're going to do this. I don't know how this is going to change, but one thing I know, you are my shepherd, you're my best friend, You love me. You only want to give me good things. I trust in you with all my heart. I'm believing for miracles. And so, Lord, I'm trusting and believing. And that peace that surpasses human understanding brings your peace that changes everything. And it's always in the middle of the night when our greatest fears come. We're lying in our beds and all these things come rushing in. And we've got to say, I bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And you've got to discipline your mind to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, because we're walking a walk of faith. The thing, what pleases God? Our faith. Our faith pleases God. That's what pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we've got to trust Him, put our hope in Him, and realize that every moment of the day, you have all the Father's love. Psalm 19, verses 7 to 10. Again, from the Passion Translation, this is how it reads. God's word is perfect in every way. How it revives our souls. His laws lead us to truth, and His ways change the simple into wise. God brings wisdom to us through the word of God. His teachings, verse 8. Make us joyful and radiate His light. His precepts are so pure. His commands, how they challenge us to keep close to His heart. The revelation light of His word makes my spirit shine radiant. Verse 9, every one of the Lord's commands is right. Following them brings cheer. Nothing He says ever needs to be changed. And then verse 10. The rarest treasures of life are found in His truth. That's why I prize God's word like others prize the finest gold. His words. God's words, the rarest treasure of life. That's why we should read this for all it's worth. We should value God's word. Maybe spend less time watching Sky News and more time seeing what God says about the future. More about what God is going to do and how God's going to work and how God's going to do supernatural things and how glorious is His church. And how wonderful it is to see lives one by one being changed by the power of His word. God's word is perfect, verse 7. In every way, it revives our souls. It changes us from the inside out. You know, we see people's lives and they come to Jesus, and the transformation starts on the inside and works to the outside. You know, please be patient with me. God hasn't finished with me yet. You know, people are a work of grace, and God works on the inside of hearts to bring about change and bring about blessing. This is something interesting. You know, David wrote Psalm 23 and Psalm 19 when he was a teenager. He wrote Psalm 23 and Psalm 19 when he was just a teenager. David, in these two psalms, Psalm 23 and Psalm 19, revealed to us how close his relationship with the Lord actually was. And we too can have such an understanding and a revelation and a comprehension of God's grace like David did by being the same, having the same mind. And that is to allow God's word to fill our lives, to let His word change us, to fill our hearts with faith by reading His word and recognizing the truth of it, not just reading something, but letting it drop from here to here and getting a revelation that God actually, you have all the Father's love. So like I mentioned before with Laura, when Emma was born, well, I thought to myself, Laura's got all my love. I don't have any love for a second one. But guess what? When Emma was born, she too had all my love. And I got a revelation that day. That's how God loves us. We're all his favorites. We have all the Father's love, every one of us. He loves you. He loves me. We have all the Father's love. He doesn't have just one favorite. We're all his favorites. He loves us. His heart is for us. And Psalm 84, verses 1 and 2. So we've gone through Matthew 6, Psalm 19, Psalm 23, now Psalm 84, verses 1 and 2. Says this, God of heaven's armies, you find so much beauty in your people. They're like lovely sanctuaries of your presence. Deep within are those lovesick longings, desires and daydreams of living in union with you. When I'm near you, my heart, in my heart and my soul will sing worship with my joyful songs of you, my true source and springs of life. A lot of words in that verse. Let me read it to you again. Deep within me are those lovesick longings, desires and daydreams of living in union with you. When I'm near you, my heart and my soul will sing and worship with my joyful songs of you, my true source and spring of life. You know, the thing about being a believer, the thing about being a Christian, a follower of Jesus, a disciple of Christ, is that your youth is renewed like an eagle. Have you noticed? None of us are getting older looking. I turned 72 this year, and I'm just starting to warm up. My best days are still ahead of me. My greatest days are not behind me and ahead, and whatever that looks like, I just thank God every day for good health. I eat right for my blood type. I sleep well. I have a clear conscience, which is the power of life. Paul talks about the power of a clear conscience. If you make a mistake, own it. Don't try and duck and weave. When you make a mistake, own it. You got something wrong, say so. You know, God's an amazing God, how he restores. And I could tell you story after story after story of God's kindness, because it's his kindness that leads us to repentance. And if we can just allow God to work in our hearts and redeem and restore, I pray that we will get a full revelation of the redemptive God that we serve. That when you go into your neighborhood and the people you work with, every person can have a personal living relationship with Jesus Christ. Every person can have a personal living relationship with Jesus Christ. So as I close this morning, let me just quickly summarize what I've just said. Firstly, number one, the secret in living a blessed life is to be constantly seeking after God's kingdom, all that God's kingdom offers. Secondly, never ever forget that not only is the Lord your shepherd, but he's also your very best friend. Thirdly, he will always lead us to the truth. And your relationship with Jesus will transform you, making you wise. And finally, your union with Jesus is a life giver. Seek first his kingdom, his righteousness. Remember, he's your best friend, a God who loves, a God who restores, and a God who heals.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts, videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.